This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady live only on Netflix.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blumberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in! Welcome in, one and all, Friday, December 23rd, the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Thank you for following the show, hanging out with us. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all of you out there. Our final show before
Merry Christmas, happy holiday.
Thank you, Justin.
We're excited. We've got a lot to talk about. We got more matchups on the fantasy forecast today, news, Thursday night game that, thank goodness I benched Zay Jones in.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that was a little bit stressful because there's a psychological component to fantasy football, a big one. I mean, lots of them.
What?
Lots of them. But one of them is simply the fact that, like, the problem with process over results, that idiom that we bring, right? The problem with it is that it's not always right. So you will end up on the wrong side of it, is my point. It's like,
oh,
you can follow the process, which is what I did with Zay Jones last night, right? Like the emotional part of me was like, Zay Jones was the number one wide receiver the week before. He led me through the playoff matchup. He was awesome. And then, you know, I turned the game on last night and I'm like, you know, I'm squinting to try to see the level of precipitation, flurries, all of the different components, the wind. And I'm trying to determine if I would be so bold as to make a last minute pivot back into Zay Jones. And I followed the process. Mm-hmm. And now last night I was rewarded by the process. We talked about it on the show. You guys made some wind sound effects,
that was live.
Very persuasive. And so it worked out. My point being, he could have caught a touchdown.
Sure.
You know, you're down around the goal line. He could have caught one of those for a touchdown. And then, you know, you could live with regret and then you could be tempted to just not follow the process next time. So that's kind of part of what happens in fantasy. You stack up process after process after process and you hope that more of them end up in your corner and you end up on the winning side.
Yeah, you want to play probabilities. 60% hit rate is going to win out most of the time. So try to make good decisions, and if you go 60-40, you'll end up with a lot of W's.
Well, it is Friday, so we got a little something special to give away.
Foot Clan Friday.
And no, that is not Zach Wilson's job. Today we're giving away a $100 gift card to fantasychamps.com that goes to South Park Cows over on Patreon.
Oh, moo.
So congratulations. Thank you for supporting us at jointhefoot.com. You have $100 to fantasychamps.com. I have a feeling fantasychamps.com will be getting a lot of visits in the next couple of weeks.
There's going to be a lot of hashtag Foot Clan titles going around from our audience, so get prepared with the trophy from Fantasy Champs.
I don't know. We always talk about like last place punishments, but I don't know if I've heard of the one where like the last place team just has to buy the trophy for the league.
That is so simple.
It's so simple.
It's elegant.
Yeah.
The problem there is you might end up with a less than trophy. Like, yeah, I found one. I got one.
I think it has to be
6 inches tall.
It should be agreed upon.
Yeah.
Before the draft.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it before for last place or first place prize punishment, but I was reminded of the John Hamm League. Do you guys remember that story? You know,
refresh.
I know he
plays Madman star John Hamm. Mr. Draper himself. Yes. In their league, the winner, like he's not allowed to tell anybody. Everybody comes to the draft. They get connected to the Wi-Fi. They get their laptops out, and he kicks one person out of the league.
Oh!
At every, and you don't tell them until.
They make them come
they
to
the... They have to come to the draft,
oh,
and then
no.
You pick one. So he talks about, like, battling traffic, getting to there, opening his laptop, collecting to the Wi-Fi, and then they go, Ham, you're out. So that's a little more savage. It's a little more savage.
That's
not the Christmas spirit.
Does that mean the champ, like, brings the new manager?
I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, a one-year ban. You know, like, you're out for a year, you're back the next year.
I mean, they got
to
have
a... So they rotate it, so you got, like, 13 managers, right? Oof.
That's
rough. Hardcore.
Yeah. I mean, that's a hard... I mean, that'd make you play pretty hard.
Yeah.
But let's get into the Thursday night recap. Jacksonville 19, New York 3. The wide receivers in this game were through and through players you didn't want to play. So you're talking about...
I mean, just... You would be devastated.
It would be the worst start to your semi-championship week.
Yes, as they call it.
Garrett Wilson, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones. Let's put it this way. Christian Kirk was the and Garrett Wilson were 4-30 and 3-22.
But Garrett Wilson had a fumble.
And so it was the worst luck fumble in the history of the NFL.
I mean, look, this is part of the playing in the rain and everything. So if you played
but
a wide receiver.
You saw it though, right?
Yeah.
You saw that the spinning kick?
Yes.
The bottom kick?
Yes.
I mean, I'd be kicking fumbles out if I could do it.
I'm sure they would too in football, but they all were terrible, except for Schmangram. I'm like,
the game plan was perfect.
I would have been very nervous to start him because I was nervous to start anybody in this matchup. But speaking directly to the process that Andy was talking about, like when you reevaluate. Okay, let's look back at the windy and the raining game. Like the fact that Evan Engram, the guy who's always running the short routes, running crossers, he's the one who had the success. You go, okay, yes, that actually made sense. His particular skill set with the way that he is being utilized in this offense, it does make sense that he came through. It doesn't make sense to me that he came through with 7 for 113 yards when the receiving high, Travis Etienne was the second highest receiver on the team with 29 yards. Michael Carter, 5 for 44 on the other side. Like, nobody had a good game through the air, and Evan Engram had a fantastic day. It was ridiculous.
And that's because it wasn't really through the air very often. It was check it down to him, misdirection, great game plan, perfect for the weather, and then he would run wild. I mean, I think he was like ended up 16.5 per catch. His average depth of target was probably 2 yards.
I mean, the back of his jersey just turned to pure green.
Usually I have a really hard time with Zay Jones and Evan Engram because it's 7 and 17.
Yep.
They're both big guys, and so I'm like, oh, it's Evan. Oh, no, it's Zay, or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
He did us a solid by just ruining that jersey, turning it jet green. That was great. And there was obviously we talked a lot about the wind, how it affects the passing game drastically, and that it kind of helps the running game sometimes, at least the cold weather. But it was nice to see Travis Etienne, as Mike coined last night, it's the only thing I could think of since then, The work pony.
That was me bringing that back up. Like,
dare you?
That an Andy creation?
Yeah, I've been ridiculed for
it's perfect.
Months,
he
for
really,
months.
He really is a work pony because he gets the work. I mean, his utilization. You can't dream for better utilization. 22 carries, three.
Well, one more carry by the goal line would have been
sure. Perfect. Would have been nice if you wanted that. But he's also.
He's
just
been banged
does
up
not
a lot.
Look
yeah.
big enough for workhorse status. So the work pony, but he got it done. He had a very nice game overall for this atmosphere. When you leave the game with 22 points, like not fantasy, the NFL game had 22
right.
total points. He had a great fantasy output for that situation.
Yeah, it was a Zonovan nightmare.
Oh, man.
He had, let's get this, 6 carries for -2 yards. I think Mike had mentioned yesterday he was shocked they weren't establishing it on that side of the ball. I was too. But a disaster for Zach Wilson. He was benched. He had a pass rating of 41. He threw an interception. His completions were ugly. I mean, this was what we've come to know of Zach Wilson, and I don't think you see him start another game this year. I don't think it's guaranteed you see him start another game for the Jets ever. And this is a $34 million man, #2 pick in the draft. It's not working. It's not coming together right. for Zach Wilson. And this, yes, the elements were tough. Trevor Lawrence showed you that you can do different things. You know, Zach Wilson's supposed to be a mobile quarterback. You're telling me he couldn't have gotten outside the pocket and made some of these evasive plays or at least attempted to the way Trevor Lawrence did? I mean, people that are still apologizing for Zach Wilson, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you
show me something.
Yeah, I mean, there's no, he's not good. He's just not a good quarterback. Streveler came in and moved the ball no problem.
Off the practice squad.
Yeah, Flacco has been better. Obviously, Mike White, I think, might be legitimately okay as an NFL quarterback. So, Zach Wilson, it's time to hang him up for a while. And, you know, work on yourself and your game, and then hopefully you get another chance in the future and capitalize.
I don't want to see him on the field again until there's facial hair.
Okay, so we're talking like 6-7 years.
Not everyone gets to grow a beard.
Yeah, but we can get further than he's gotten.
And also, Mike, not everyone gets to play NFL quarterback.
That's fair.
You get that sweet look of baby face. Maybe don't take hits.
The New York Jets, I don't know what they possibly do with Zach Wilson, because the contract situation is if you're going to cut him, you are eating so much dead cap for multiple years.
You won't cut him.
No.
And you can't cut him. You can't play him.
You can trade him.
You can trade him.
Well, I mean, if they're going to Osweiler him away, maybe they could do that, because I don't know that in NFL, there's not a franchise that is looking at what he did and say, yeah, we're going to take that contract on.
Who
and
Matt Rule's not a coach still, right?
Correct. Not in the NFL.
Dang it.
Yeah, I was going to say Sam Darnold couldn't have been traded, but he was.
Desperate times, right? Some coach somewhere will be arrogant enough to think they can fix him, and they won't be able to.
Yeah, and if you remember back a couple years ago, the Adam Gase era, how it ended, he won his last two meaningless games to fall to the #2 so that the Jets did not get Trevor Lawrence, but they got Zach Wilson.
Imagine that team with Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Who they passed on. Who, with that defense and the ability to run the football. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, Jets fans.
Yeah.
Jets are going to jet,
but,
unfortunately.
I mean, well, the consolation is that Mike White looks capable. He's unfortunately not healthy enough to play football right now, but that
I just don't.
There's
feel
a
like,
lot of quarterbacks like that.
I like Mike White, but he is not going to get it done in the end.
Yeah, he's not winning a Super Bowl.
No, he's competent, right? you can throw him out there. He's like, you know, Fitzpatrick maybe.
Could he get to Kirk Cousins level?
No,
you don't think so?
No, I don't. I don't think so. And I like Mike White. I think he's got maximum grit. But I think I don't think he has enough elite skills to get you to where you want to go. And he's so much better. I mean, this is a team that went to the AFC title game twice with Mark Sanchez. So can he be Mark Sanchez? Sure. They were elite defense with Mark Sanchez. But All right, let's get into the news.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
All right, Nick Chubb, managers can exhale. Removed from the final injury report. He's going to play. Hooray. The weather.
Yes.
Frightful. Should be a lot of carries for Nick Chubb in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of frightens me being somebody playing against Nick Chubb. I know the over-under is not high, but how is this game not like 85% running on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the teams are going to be selling out to stop the run. To me, this comes down to Nick Chubb's actual health. This was not a rest day given. This is an actual foot problem. He has not been his usual Nick Chubb efficient, awesome self in the last couple of weeks. And if he is dealing with a foot problem while teams are selling out to stop the run, I do think you have a chance of Nick Chubb having a somewhat disappointing fantasy game. You're not going to bench him, though.
No, you're not. And let me just give you the updated weather there for that game.
Let's have it. Yes.
I'm looking at the from kickoff through the fourth quarter. It's the same throughout. So let me just break it down. We've got a 9-degree field temperature.
That's cold.
With the wind chill will feel like negative 12.
Oh, brutal.
The wind is sustained 26-27 for the duration of the entire game.
Yeah, that's...
So you're not going to get... Doesn't look like you're going to get any rain because the wind blew it away. Chris Olave won't be playing in that one, so he'll be warmer on the sideline, ruled out with the hamstring injury. Jarvis Landry went from maybe going to play to IR ending the season. You are out of wide receivers. I mean, legitimately in Saints country, you have what? Traquan Smith? Is he available? I mean, I know Rashid Shaheed is available, but I can't remember if Traquan is healthy right now.
Rashid Shaheed would be the absolute wide receiver of choice if this weather wasn't what it is. With the weather what it is, I mean, we just talked about with Trevor Lawrence playing well in bad but not this bad of weather with Christian Kirk and Zay Jones really couldn't get it going. The passing game is going to be screens. Who's catching screens? And that's not going to be enough for fantasy. So you just stay away from all receiving options in this game.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a Juwan Johnson gets opportunities the way that Evan Schmevin did.
Yeah, that's true.
You will be able to complete some passes, but to be close to the line of scrimmage. No need for Shaheed this week.
Correct.
Ken Walker, DMP, 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 now dealing with back spasms along with the ankle, and yet the team has said he is expected to play along with DJ Dallas.
And they got rid of all their other running backs.
Well, yeah, they have no Travis Homer.
Well, that's to say I don't know what's going on with Homer. I don't know the tweet from I think it was from Field had put that out, and then he deleted that tweet.
Ooh.
So like I think there might have been some cross communications about that they did cut Tony Jones.
Okay.
Gosh, is that his name?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, I think we did.
So Travis Homer might be on the team. I'm not exactly sure.
Right. There was a report, like you said, that they waived him.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's being reported.
Is that still, like who knows? Does anyone in Seattle know who's on the team anymore?
I think it was a mistake. I think what you're saying is true. I think Travis Homer is still there technically, and Tony Jones Jr. was waived.
Yeah.
But like Yahoo Fantasy reported that too.
Yes.
So it might have been a mistake. It makes more sense to not cut Travis Homer, who's been a major contributor, when you have injuries at the position. Jason, you made Ken Walker your start of the week. Are you nervous?
So I think that you have to have a little bit of nerves when you've got a guy who could miss the game. That being said, other than the back spasms that are now new on Thursday, the ankle issue I am not too worried about, because this is not a new ankle issue. This is an ankle issue that he was resting on last week, played in the game, played very well, and then they rested him this week. So I'm still starting Kenneth Walker, but I did take him out of my DraftKings lineup because it's a cash game. We just need to be safe, and in that situation, there is always the chance that a player can re-aggravate an injury.
Pete Carroll said he expected Ken Walker, Noah Fant, and Marquise Goodwin to play. Goodwin, who was a DMP, he twisted his ankle in practice. Expected to be out there, but a nerve-wracking play if you put him out there.
Yeah, but Pete Carroll's a filthy liar.
That is also true.
The good thing, it's a morning game, so you'll know. You don't have to hold out hope for like the guys. If that were a Sunday game and the main slate is Saturday, I would be freaked out.
Hollywood Brown added to the injury report with a groin injury. Limited session. Stay away.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks, questionable, expected to play. Hayden Hurst, questionable, probably too risky. But desperate times.
Mm-hmm.
That was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance. Quick break and back with the matchups. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, hurry. And social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out. And therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire. Get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/footballers.
Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blunberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. Listen to Dear Felicity, presented by Walmart on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are going to dive into the remainder of the matchups. Yesterday, we covered the Bills, Bears, Saints, Browns, Texans, Titans, Seahawks, Chiefs, Giants, Vikings, Bengals, Patriots, Lions, Panthers.
Fantasy Forecast.
If you notice anything kind of going more wrong today on the show, it's because we have a tag team of very interesting deucers over there in Deucer's Alley.
The tag team includes one human and one cardboard bear.
That is correct.
Yeah, that is correct. So, you know, the human's doing a lot of the work. The bear is there for additional fantasy analysis. But, yeah, we've got a... Got a holiday crew today.
Has Jay Grizz ever deuced?
Well,
every day.
Yeah, a lot of berries.
Well, if you haven't seen it in the woods.
Yeah.
But like, is this his first?
No, he's been out back here before.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Although normally, isn't this the time of year he'd be sleeping?
Yep.
Atlanta, 5-9, taking on the 9-5 Baltimore Ravens. The DraftKings Sportsbook line here, Baltimore -6.5. The over-under is 35 points. 35. We would be talking.
Now, this is one of the catastrophic weather games, right? That's why that over-under is so low.
catastrophe of another sort. We have catastrophe at quarterback. Tyler Huntley, Desmond Ridder. We'd be talking about this line. We would be talking, if it wasn't for the Cleveland game, this line would be making all of the headlines this week. 35 is so low. Both of these teams are going to run the football. This is why Mike loves J.K. Dobbins. I do too. He's off the injury report completely at this point. But, you know, Baltimore is favored. Atlanta is projected with 14 points. They're number one in rush rate. Baltimore is dead last in points per game over 6 weeks. And they said, hey, let's just take Devin Duvernay out of the equation as well. Let's eliminate weapons. So it's going to be the tight ends, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, and DeMarcus Robinson, who will have targets in this game. So Fantasy-wise, though.
Oh, man.
Fantasy-wise, it's not good. The passing game for both teams is one that, with the quarterback situation, and there is, you know, the weather is not outlandishly bad and impossible, but it is not good. You're talking about, you know, it's going to be in the teens with winds just under 20 miles an hour, 15 to 20. So I'm not interested in any Desmond Ridder targets. I will say that Drake London, last week you had two weirdly different things happen. You had Drake London kind of have a pretty good game, get all the targets. He was
Seven for 70.
Desmond Ridder did not throw for 100 yards, if my memory is serving me. And that's kind of crazy. So it's like a 70% market share of the yards. So I'm not playing Drake London because of Desmond Ridder.
It was a 42% target share.
That, I mean,
and he had 100% of the wide receiver yards.
Yeah, it's just insane. So I don't think you can start any Falcons receivers, any Ravens receivers, not named Mark Andrews. I know, Andy, you're in on Isaiah Likely. But I'm just looking at the running games, and I think both running games can be started.
Yeah, I mean,
97 yards for Ridder last week.
Yeah. Because of the wind, are you eliminating DeMarcus Robinson from contention? Because he's been a six target or better guy in recent weeks, and Duvernay's gone.
For me, I am eliminating him because of the weather. Eliminating him.
Eliminate some ham.
You say six targets, six, and eight targets. That has turned into 3.9, 7.7, and 7.6 fantasy points.
If it were Lamar, I'd be more interested.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this
is Isaiah Hodgins in the Minnesota game. Would you play him over DeMarcus?
Yes, I would. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Like, if I'm getting crazy at all in this Baltimore Atlanta game, it would be like, do I think that the game script is going to get out of control and that the Ravens are going to be able to run a ton, and like Gus Edwards is going to come in and get, I don't know, 35%. Maybe he gets a hot hand. He gets up to 40%. I think he is the only like sneaky play from this matchup for me.
Yeah, and they, I believe Kenyon Drake was a healthy scratch last week. So they really did make this. They turned this into a two-man rotation for the most part.
The Washington Commanders, 7-6-1, take on the 10-4 49ers. DraftKings Sportsbook line, San Francisco, -6.5. The over-under is just 37.5 in this game. That doesn't give the Commanders a lot of points either. 15.5 projected. San Francisco's defense is a problem. It's going to be a problem for Taylor Heineke. It's hard to make the decision about Terry McLaurin this week. What are you doing with Terry McLaurin, knowing that, you know, the 49ers defense, in terms of total fantasy points given up to wide receivers, that is the area where there is some to be had. Is McLaurin in your lineup?
McLaurin is in my lineup, yeah. He's still getting the targets. He's obviously an extremely talented player. And if you're going to beat the 49ers, who I expect to be up in this game, you're going to have to throw the ball. So, you know, a DFS dart throw on Jahan Dotson, I'm not relying on him in a fantasy playoff week, but I do think that Terry McLaurin, there are worse matchups than the 49ers for Terry McLaurin to go up against.
Yeah, since week 7, that's when Taylor Heineke came in. I mean, he's been north of a 20% target share every week, averaging a 30% target share in that time. I know that Dotson is back, so we saw 22% target share for Heineke this past week, but you give me that amount of the passing attempts with what Terry can do on the field, he's still in play. You're not playing him going, yeah, Terry McLaurin's a top 12 guy this week, but I think that he's in as a lower end too.
Other situations in this game that you're looking at: Brian Robinson facing a stout and difficult San Francisco defense. You know, McCaffrey's in your lineup, but Brian Robinson,
non Pro Bowler Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you think of that?
It's just nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, like, a big snub.
I understand in sports we get, you know, you get tired of greatness, which is a strange thing, and it happens to all of us.
You can't just give it to Jordan every year.
Right. But the fact that he is leading the NFC in scrimmage yards at the running back position, and he didn't get in, and then the other guys behind him all made it in. It's very strange. Very strange.
Yeah, Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley are the rushing yardage leaders by a good margin over him.
Yeah,
I think that's what they focused on, unfortunately.
Which is weird. So
I know.
They're
I
like,
know. I'm just,
eh, we're
just telling
those
you.
Receiving yards? Nah. Nah, who needs those?
Man, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you why.
Well, I'm
did
saying
it.
It's wrong.
I do think that you can consider benching Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson because this matchup is
okay. Well, let's go ahead. We'll find some names.
This
here.
Matchup is really brutal against the best or the second best defense. And if you're going to have, you know, you've got 15.5 implied team total points from Vegas. Somewhat of a timeshare in a terrible matchup where you are probably going to be losing. I just don't know that there's a lot of upside.
I think there's none. I think there's no upside for Brian Robinson. There's been no running back that has gained 60 yards against San Francisco this year. None.
I question, you know, you talk about getting crazy with Gus Edwards. I don't want to do that, but that's like a legit question to say who's going to have more fantasy points, Gus Edwards or Brian Robinson. So if you've got, you know,
Deion Jackson.
Yeah, I would go Deion Jackson. I would go Devin Singletary. Wow. DeAndre
what about
Swift,
the,
Pacheco.
The Falcons fellas. So Cordero Patterson or Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, I'll play both.
I mean, those are really close. I think that you have probably a better touchdown opportunity with Brian Robinson just because of the Desmond Ridder thing. So that's coin flip.
Okay. McCaffrey's in. We said it. Brian Robinson, question. George Kittle, 4 for 93 and 2 touchdowns last week. That has to feel like a nice momentum situation heading into semifinal week.
Yep. The matchup is bad, but the splits when George Kittle's on the field and one of the wide receivers are missing, George Kittle has big games.
The most popular start sit question on our website, thefantasyfootballers.com. Brock Purdy, Gardner Minshew.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a great question.
The Washington defense on the season are second. They are the second worst matchup in schedule adjusted points at the quarterback position over the past 6 weeks. Seventh. I mean, like, this Washington defense, if they're stout. They're not giving up fantasy points. I think I'd go Gardner. It was Gardner, Minshew, Brock Purdy. Yeah, I'd go Minshew.
Okay. Speaking of Minshew, Philadelphia 13-1, taking on the 10-4 Dallas Cowboys. The DraftKings Sportsbook line right now, Dallas -4.5. The over-under is 46.5. This is a rematch. Philly won with Jalen Hurst 26-17 in week 6.
Without Dak, right? I believe that was a...
Was that a Cooper Rush game?
Yeah.
So, we're not going to... Might be the playoffs before you see these two teams with their... Both having full-strength quarterback situations. Philly can lock up the number one seed and a bye with the win. Dallas, they are currently the fifth seed. So, two teams that play very fast. No Jalen Hurts, though. And so, you know, you really are hoping that Gardner can do enough with the weapons he has to keep up in this game. You know, you were looking at this as one that had a lot of offensive upside because of the quarterbacks. And so, if you wanted a huge CeeDee Lamb game, Tony Pollard, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, Dalton Schultz, who, you know, a lot of people are counting on this week. You know, you hope that Gardner and A.J. Brown and Devontae can keep up.
Yeah, I mean, the issue here is that you have two good defenses in a divisional matchup, and sometimes these turn into real slugfests and could be disappointing. But you also have two good offenses, and you have a controlled weather environment. So for this week, I think this is a game you want pieces in, despite the fact that it's Gardner Minshew leading the way for the Eagles. When you're looking at guys like A.J. Brown that's just so physically dominant, I don't really worry at all. He's not a question just because Gardner Minshew is there. He's in your lineup to me. Miles Sanders will probably get the ball more. They're not going to be able to run. Minshew is mobile, but they can't run the offense that they run with Jalen Hurts with so many designed runs because Minshew is so far away from that kind of athleticism.
Let's talk about Miles Sanders a little bit more. The experience with Miles Sanders has been ridiculous. 28 fantasy points 2 weeks ago. Great. Scored 2 times, 3 targets, 28 fantasy points.
Let's put him in a really plus matchup against the Chicago Bears.
1.4 fantasy points. He fumbled. One target. 11 attempts. This just puts some fear. I think you're kind of stuck with Miles Sanders if you have him at this point.
Yeah, looking through the game log for Miles Sanders, it's been all or nothing, really. But I think you keep playing him. And last week, they scored 48 points against the Giants. So they saw something that they could exploit, and that was a lot of Jalen Hurts running the ball. But I would still stick with Miles here, even being that upset. He's had a fantastic season. Just so many finishes as a top 24 guy, multiple finishes as a top 10 option. I'd stick with him.
Now, Jason, what would you do? Would you do Gardner or Geno this week?
I am.
Let me just say Dallas is starting cornerbacks. Anthony Brown and Lewis are both out.
Don't do this. The injuries to the Seahawks with Kenneth Walker and Goodwin and even Noah Fant, like, he has to have more than DK Metcalf to throw the ball to. As of right now, I am trying to stick to my thoughts of the original thought is strongest. I know that Geno's going to have to throw the ball a lot in that game, so I am sticking with Geno as of now, and I just can't wait for this weekend to be over.
Dallas Goedert, are you nervous to plug him right back in? Would you play him over Darren Waller against Pittsburgh?
I am a little bit nervous, not because of the injury necessarily, but it's also a really bad matchup. The Cowboys can guard him. They've got the personnel to do it. The last 6 weeks, they've given up the second fewest points to the tight end position. And then you do have the fact that, like, when you see a player come back, for instance, Darren Waller last week, you're probably not playing a full snap count. So I think that Dallas Goedert is someone that you could play as a low-end tight end, but if you've got another good option, and I think Darren Waller is, I would play Darren Waller over Goddard. And then when it comes to Goddard versus Knox,
you know, the weather in that game is going to be a problem.
Yeah, I'm scared of the weather is what I was about to say. So I would go Waller, Goddard, Knox.
Mike, are you in agreement there?
Yeah.
I might go Knox. I might go back to Knox with the targets.
What about Gerald Everett against the Colts?
Gerald Everett is interesting because I think he's actually got a good path this week, but I'm afraid to say it because
he's had a lot of good paths.
Yeah, he's had a lot of good paths that he hasn't taken advantage of. Now that the weapons are back, I mean, Justin Herbert's not going to throw 5 touchdowns and 500 yards. Everyone in that game can't have a good game. It could go Everett's way. If you're asking Dallas Goedert or Gerald Everett,
that's what I'm asking.
I would, if it was my team, I would put Gerald Everett in.
I would play Dallas Goedert.
The Raiders are 6-8. They take on the 6-8 Pittsburgh Steelers. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Pittsburgh -2. The over-under is 38. Let's get out of these 30s. My goodness.
Well, then put a roof on it.
The Steelers lose this game, which they are favored by 2. If they lose it, it will be their first losing season since 2003. That will be 18 straight seasons. It'd also be the first one without Big Ben in a while.
No, they had the one a few years back where it was Mason Rudolph and who was
Duck?
Yeah, Duck Dynasty, whatever. Hodges,
Duck Hodges,
something like that.
Is that a human?
Yeah. Yeah, he went by Duck.
This is the Christmas Eve evening game. Technically, both teams are still alive in the playoffs. It will be cold. It will be run-focused, I think. Najee Harris, what a season he's had. 0 games with 12 fantasy points through the first 8 weeks. Goes on the bye, comes back, and is now the running back 10 at 13.7 fantasy points per game, and that is even with ceding some work, including a touchdown to Jaylen Warren last week. So, you know, Najee and Jacobs, I think you can confidently put them in.
Agreed.
You know, you saw what Ramondre did with a bum ankle last week against the Raiders. He had the most rushing yards of his season.
Yeah, the Raiders on the season adjusted for schedule are the literal worst against running back. So Najee is a good play this week, and Jacobs is a great play no matter what every week.
Davante Adams, you just have to hope it gets back to normal for him. Yeah. And
he's been dominant the whole season.
So you play him, and we just talked about Darren Waller quite a bit. He played 49% of snaps. Had the touchdown. You know, you're looking at this with an implied point total of 18. I think he's a risky play, but he's probably one you're going to have out there in most situations.
He's probably safer than the Muth.
Taysom Hill or Darren Waller? That's what a lot of people have. You know, if you drafted Waller, you've literally spent the whole year trying to find a better option at tight end. So the Waller managers have a hard time because they actually have secured and found that other option.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in PPR leagues, it's a little bit better for Waller on the Waller-Taysom Hill because you know he's going to have a few receptions. But, man, he just hasn't had much outside of week two where he had six receptions, obviously missed a bunch of the year. But he's been – when he's been out there on the field, three receptions. It's not a high-volume play, but he has an option at a tight end. I think I lean towards the Taysom side this week. I think he's going to get 8 to 10 carries and has just as good a chance of one of those being for a touchdown. Both, to me, are fine starts this week, though.
I feel like we have a lot of tight end talk going on with all of these tough decisions. And the Muth on the other side, he just goothed you, which you don't want to be goothed.
No, it feels bad.
He goothed me right out of the playoff.
Yeah, so, so I don't know if you're willing to get goothed again. But yeah, I mean, it's just how far down the barrel you're going to go. And you know, the matchup, it's okay against the Raiders. Deontay Johnson's been banged up. You could look at that and say, well, he's supposed to play, but, you know, what if he's not 100%? George Pickens is low volume. So, you know, the Muth could bounce back, and maybe it's kind of like the Zay Jones situation in reverse where you play the situation, you follow the process, and you hope you get a better result.
It was Mitchell Trubisky last week, so you had a pretty big variable come in through there where the weeks before that, I mean, not pretty, but 3 for 33, he scored the touchdown on the slant route. Before that, it was 3 for 76, 3 for 39. This was, you know, kind of during the injury time where he's been dealing with that foot problem. It's, if you made it through with the zero, it is very difficult to put an injured player back out there.
I believe that Pat Freiermuth has an okay game. This isn't, I mean, Pat Freiermuth isn't one of these guys all season that's like, you absolutely have to start. He's so dominant. There's really only, you know, Kelsey. So you've got questions every week. But the practice report this week, full participant Tuesday, full participant Wednesday, full participant Thursday. So he's been out on the field. Now they get Pickett back.
I guess that does help. The he didn't have an injury designation last week.
Yeah.
I know he missed multiple days, but then they said he's good to go. The fact that you're getting in full practices, maybe it's okay.
Trubisky's gone. Freiermuth, you know, to me, he is a low-end tight end starter.
Greg Dulcich.
I would go Muth.
Okay.
ChristmasFootball.com time. We got Christmas games, three of them. Green Bay, 6-8, taking on the 8-6 Miami Dolphins. Miami are the 3.5-point home favorites. The over-under is 50 over on DraftKings. I love that. I want to see 50. 26.8 points versus 23.3. Highest total of the week.
It's the only one in the 50s, and it's right there on the dot.
And maybe that's because the weather is in the 50s as well, so that helps. Number one, Miami in 15-plus yard pass plays. Big play team. Can save your week with one or two plays over the course of the game. So Tua, I know it's been a struggle. This has been a streaky team. It's been a streaky quarterback. Win three, lose three. Win five, lose three. You just have to play your studs in this one, and that means Tyreek and Jalen Waddle are in there.
Yeah.
The matchup is great. You know, Green Bay has been a pretty rough defense over the course of the year and much more in the last 6 weeks. Raheem Mostert.
This is where the questions are.
I am feeling more confidence in Raheem Mostert because we found out that was a veteran's rest day. And so...
And Jeff Wilson limited Wednesday and Thursday with his hip issue. They said he was close to playing the last week against Buffalo, but...
He's not going to be close to playing on my fantasy team.
Jeff Wilson?
Jeff Wilson.
Okay. But Mostert, you're starting with confidence?
Mostert, I'm starting with optimism.
Nice.
There's a difference there.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, but Wilson was, you know, these two guys being healthy the way it was trending, Wilson would have been the one you were more confident in. But right now, Mostert had a huge game. I mean, he's been There's been some chunk plays from Raheem Mostert. It's a 26th ranked run defense, 29th over the last 6 weeks. I think you have to play him, and the Veterans Day, instead of it being an injury, is key.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at Raheem Mostert is a perfect example of a player that if you've been using Brian Robinson, that level of a player, I would put Raheem Mostert in over and above. And it is nice to see. I don't know when this started happening. I feel like teams have always had to just list the practice reports like, oh, it's a foot. Everything is being listed as, you know, complete on the actual injury report, no injury. So I like that.
Yeah, me too. 8 a carry for Mostert last week against Buffalo. Let me paint the Aaron Rodgers picture for you before you discuss, man. Right? Here's the pros of Aaron Rodgers this week. High total game, right? Mm-hmm. The highest of the week. No weather issues. Miami secondary ranks in the bottom 7 of almost every pass defense metric. Mm-hmm. Miami has, they've seen the third most pass attempts against them. Here are the cons. Aaron Rodgers has failed to score 20 fantasy points in any game this year.
Oh, man.
Only 1 3 touchdown game on the season. His 2 best finishes, let's call them his ceiling, quarterback 10 and quarterback 12. Now, you could get the best game of the year here.
Yeah, you could.
If you want to make another, you want to put another one in the pros category, Dobbs, Watson, Cobb, all healthy, all playing.
I think is this the first?
Second game where he's had that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, well, Dobbs was, like, questionable. We weren't sure. He played very limited snaps. Like, if they actually all play a full allotment of snaps, I think that will be the first of the year.
I think the nice thing about this game is that we expect the Miami Dolphins, Vegas expects the Miami Dolphins to score. They have 26.8 implied points. You've got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So should they go out and put up 24, 25, 30 points against the Packers, and the Packers are forced into the situation where they've got to throw the ball, they've got to catch up, they got to go try to win this game, they actually have the weapons to do it, and I don't think the Dolphins' defense is good enough to stop all the weapons with this version of Aaron Rodgers. So, to me, Aaron Rodgers, currently my quarterback 12, he's like the last, of the starters. I'm not going to play him over, you know.
What about Derek Carr against Pittsburgh or Aaron Rodgers?
I would play Aaron Rodgers.
What about, oh my gosh, Rodgers.
It's been so
bad. Aaron Rodgers, when you pull his profile up, it doesn't look like you're looking at a quarterback. No. I'm serious. It looks like you're looking at a middling running back.
Okay, mm-hmm. Against another quarterback who's been disappointing. Tom Brady, who gets the Arizona Cardinals.
Give me Brady.
I have Brady ahead of Rodgers.
Okay.
Gardner.
I have Rodgers ahead of Gardner.
Yeah, that's how I would do it.
Oh, man. Maybe Aaron Rodgers isn't capable anymore.
Maybe.
It is possible.
And then at the wide receivers for Green Bay specifically, like, how are you managing that where the, like, Romeo Doubs was the leader last week, because none of them really did anything. They were all very close.
Scores though, right?
I believe so. I think Aaron Jones got the touchdowns.
Correct.
And AJ Dillon. But Watson was close to a touchdown. Lazard was close to a huge play. Like, it's not like the opportunities aren't there. They're just not hitting on them. So are you playing any of those wide receivers this week?
Watson.
Yeah, Christian Watson's the only wide receiver I'm playing. The reason is because you don't really know for sure where the targets are going to go. So I'm going to take the explosive athleticism, the guy that can take a screen to the house, the guy that can just be taller and bigger and stronger when you're near the goal line.
Just go out there and be taller.
Yeah, taller than the other people. So, Christian Watson is – I think he's a good play because obviously we know he's a touchdown machine.
He had the highest target share of the Packers last week.
Yeah, this isn't Rodgers where you knew 3 touchdowns was always coming and then you distribute them. This is like Rodgers where 1 touchdown is coming. You hope you get the right one.
Right.
Big Mike against Indianapolis, my start of the week, or Christian Watson, Jason?
Mike Williams. I like him a lot this week.
Pity City or Christian Watson?
That's exactly where I see them. I'm going to go. I hope this isn't a cop out. If I need a big game, I'm putting Christian Watson in. If I am the favor, I think the floor is higher with Michael Pittman.
Either way, I'd go Watson.
Slayton, start of the week at Minnesota, or Watson?
Watson.
Yeah.
What about Zay Jones?
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I think we covered this one. Aaron Jones. I mean, come on. Play Aaron Jones.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle.
Are you playing A.J. Dillon?
Over Brian Robinson.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think he's in play.
Give me some players from a high over-under game this week. I need them to balance out some things.
A.J. Dillon's been an RB1 three straight weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You hear that?
Dude.
You hear that, folks?
I didn't realize he had he's on fire.
NBA Jam rules say you play him.
Yeah. Yeah. All those people that drafted him are thrilled.
You mean all the people that picked him up
off the waiver wire? None of the people that drafted him have A.J. Dillon right now.
That is correct.
It's all a good experience. Denver, 4-10, take on the 4-10 Rams. Russell, Baker. I mean, this is not the Christmas present you wanted. However,
it's the one we all deserve.
4:30 Eastern. I should be right in the middle of a meal around this game, so maybe I can miss some of it. They're both eliminated. They both don't have their first round picks.
Oh man,
this is. I mean, you're tanking. You can't tank because you tank for the other team you traded your pick to.
I actually do love that. I love that these teams want to win to make someone else's pick worse.
I mean, are we down to the point now with? I mean, do you play anyone on the Rams? Because you've lost Ben Skoronek. This is an amazing Broncos defense.
Yeah.
I don't want to play any of them, including Cam Akers.
I was going to say Cam Akers is like, he's worked himself back into contention with, he's been a top 24 guy the last 3 weeks. He had the boom week against Seattle with the multiple touchdowns. A fringe top 24 guy the past couple weeks because he's getting decent enough opportunity. But that decent enough opportunity was against the Raiders and the Packers and Seattle, and now it's against Denver, so I think I'm out.
Do you play Brian Robinson, Jason, who you're worried about over Cam Akers?
I do play Brian Robinson over Cam Akers. I think that you've got a higher – even though the matchup is more difficult, I think that the Washington Commanders will score more points, more goal line opportunities.
This game has an over-under of 36.5. DraftKings has the line Denver -3. Latavius Murray, he didn't practice on Thursday, so that is a precautionary sit. But was 24 for 130 and 1. The matchup is great.
Yeah, if he's in, I'm playing him. I think he'll just get just a crap ton of volume.
And if for some reason
that's what you want, give me that crap ton.
And he's fully expected to play from everything that I've seen. If for some reason he's a surprise inactive, then scoop up Marlon Mack and play him because the volume will be there.
I agree. And that welcome to the playoffs,
Marlon Mack semi week.
Yeah, I mean, but man. Greg D, I wouldn't risk it.
No.
Jerry Jeudy, I would be willing to play this week.
Oh, you're not playing Dulcich?
I'm not playing Dulcich, no. The variability in the low over-under concerns me. I just think you're high risk here. Do you disagree?
High risk, high reward. I mean, you've got a guy, obviously, that we've seen several times have a long reception of 38 yards, 39 yards, 30 yards. So you can get a chunk play from Greg Dulcich, which, you know, not most tight ends you can't get that. So I think it's high risk, high reward.
Chance at one, chance at 10. That's kind of what you're looking at with Greg D. And I think there's probably better options.
I would agree with that. Most of the every league I'm in that I'm still in the playoffs – when I look at just my rankings, there are enough other tight ends that I prefer over Greg Dulcich where I'm not playing him this week.
Everett.
But he's not. Yeah, Everett, I would prefer over
him. What about Trey McBride?
No.
No, you didn't like what you saw last week?
No.
It was a big improvement for Trey McBride last week, and Hollywood's out, so I brought his name up. So
yeah, it's a matter
of... It was his best game of his career.
Sure. Well, to me, it's...
I think he had 4 catches.
It's very difficult.
He's playing every snap. It's just looking at it.
With the quarterback situation in Arizona, if you're not DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not playing you.
He hit a Sammy Hagar.
I brought him up because it's a couple of rookies, and you're looking at, he was 4 for 55, 86% of snaps, and if Hollywood's out, you can hit it. You can hit it. It's Christmas.
Just didn't want to interrupt, you know. I love that that's happening and that you see flashes because I really like Trey McBride going forward. But I'm not relying on McSorley.
Yeah, that's fine. You're relying on – you do realize you're relying on Russell Wilson, though, right?
Well, so here – Russell Wilson is actually a question, and it's a question that I'm going to answer with a no.
Is that some Pert Hapley action right there? That was amazing. But, wait, you got to do it with the cadence and everything. Yeah. Russell Wilson is the question. And that question I'm going to answer right now.
So I would not
I enjoyed that so much.
I would not fault someone for having just stones I don't have.
Yeah.
And saying Russell Wilson, last we saw him, had a monster game, 3 passing touchdowns, 57 rushing yards, looked good, and the matchup is great. If you can do it, I don't blame you, and I could see a path where he ends up with a good game. I cannot do it. I will not be able to trust Russell Wilson.
But if you can see the path, then can't you see the path for the D?
Well, sure. I mean, that's why I said high risk, high reward with the D.
Always.
Listen,
we're talking Tampa Bay, 6-8, the Cardinals, 4-10, the aforementioned Trey McBride and company, Trace McSorley getting his first start of his career. I have kind of a hot take on Trace McSorley.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh, don't do
it. I guarantee he scores more than 20 fantasy points in this game.
Okay.
That's my hot take.
That isn't a hot take. That is a nuclear. He better be in your DraftKings lineup. I would imagine he is so cheap. If you get 20 fantasy points from Trace McSorley.
Yeah, I think it will be a little bit better than people expect. I don't expect
20 points will be a lot better than people expect.
Tampa Bay is favored by 7.5. The game's in Arizona. The over-under is 40.5. This is what we get to enjoy on Christmas night.
Trace McSorley played 46% of the snaps last week.
Did he score one fantasy point?
He scored 0.6 fantasy point.
Yeah. Well, this is probably a wrong bet, a bad bet,
yeah,
maybe.
I
think the game plan will involve his legs, and I think because of that, you know, I don't know how many fantasy points Chris Streveler scored last night in half of a game, but I think that there's going to be some opportunities. DeAndre Hopkins will get targeted a lot, and just being the kind of quarterback, which is a bad passer, good runner, I'm just expecting a surprise there.
Look, the good news for
that's what a surprise is. You don't expect it.
Sure, no, that's.
Well, but now I do, and it's not a surprise anymore.
That's a lot of fire. This is the season where there's a lot of coal around.
Sure.
And so Trace McSorley seems like coal in your stocking. Maybe you're going to warm that up, have a hot fire. The thing that's going to help that is that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're just a bad team.
Don't analyze it, Mike.
Their defense,
a barbecue joke.
Their defense is not good. They're 25th on the season against fantasy quarterbacks. So, you know, if this was Kyler, we would be dreaming about the matchup here. If this was Colt McCoy, we'd be having questions about his viability as a legitimate streamer.
That's fair.
I personally have seen only horrific play from Trace McSorley going back to college, so I can't rely on him. I think they're going to use James.
No, please don't. Please don't rely on him.
I think they're going to use James Conner a lot in this game. His utilization has just been outrageous. I mean, you're talking Christian McCaffrey levels of snaps and involvement. The last 3 games, 97% of snaps, 95% of snaps, 91% of snaps for James Conner.
Yeah, he's in a tough situation where, you know, the defense is going to focus on him.
Yeah.
Because that's what I would do. So they're going to make Trace McSorley do something. James Conner will be the focus, but the volume is so good that you got to play him. Fournette, Rashad White.
Man.
Fournette played more snaps last week.
Both.
14 opportunities for him. Rashad White had 11. Looking at opportunities on the ground, guess what? That was 11 for Rashad White. They were all carries, disappointing.
It's really the opportunities through the air that matter. And if you want to know if Leonard Fournette, is he still dumping like a truck? Dumps like a truck, truck, truck. That's like what? Since he came back from his injury, 7 targets, 7 targets, 4 targets. He's still dumping like a truck, and I think you could play... I think you can play Leonard Fournette, you know, with confidence.
Yeah, and Rashad White, last week just 2 targets, but the previous 3 weeks, 9, 8, and 5.
Yeah, I think he's still playable.
Who would you start between those? Are we back to starting Fournette over Rashad White?
Not me.
I think I am.
That's where I am as well. Fournette over White, but I see them very similar.
Mike Evans, Jason start of the week, needs 112 receiving yards for a 9th consecutive 1,000-yard season.
Let's go, Mike.
Chris Godwin. Play him. Play Evans. Play Godwin. Mike has Kate Otten as the start of the week at tight end. It's always going to be risky business
yes.
with a youngin', But I like him more than Greg D. I'll be honest with you. I think the Cardinals, the fact that they give up more, I mean, I think they're at 14 touchdowns or something this year, given up to the tight end position. So we don't expect – do we expect Julio Jones back out on the field? Does it take Russell Gage out of contention?
Julio, we know that he's getting in limited practices. If he doesn't play and you need to break the glass, Russell Gage would be interesting.
People still want to hear about DeAndre Hopkins. We talked about it over the course of the week. I think you're going to get 5 or 6 catches for some amount of yards, lower the normal odds of a touchdown. But if Hollywood's out, I mean, you're going to get a lot of targets to DeAndre Hopkins. All right, Monday Night Football, a.k.a. Mike's Semi Championship Sweat. Chargers 8-6, Colts 4-9-4. No, they're not 4-9-4.
I'm Ron Burgundy. 4-9-4. Hey, you caught it.
Kyle's not even. Thank goodness.
You
right?
did catch it. 4-9-4.
Freaking they Kyle.
Have four ties on the year.
Goodness gracious.
I was a sucker.
I was about one syllable into the palindrome joke before I realized that was a typo.
They've also played their entire season already.
That'd be 4-9-1. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Los Angeles -4.5. The over-under's 45.5. Let's get some more Jeff Saturday out there in the primetime game. Monday Night Football. Chargers on the verge of the playoffs. You got to love to see that. See, that's where, Justin Herbert, it's been up and down for fantasy. But we all know Justin Herbert, the NFL quarterback, is really, really good. He's a special player. And I want to see him in the playoffs. I want to see what he can do with these weapons in the playoffs, because they're the type of team that could surprise, right? They could come out and really, like
both
they did
directions.
To like they did to Miami, though, where their defense looked horrible, and then all of a sudden the 10 for 28 to Herbert is my start of the week. Indianapolis is allowing a league high 81% of opponents to go take that red zone trip and turn it into a touchdown. Austin Eckler, yep. Mike Williams, give it another go. Keenan Allen, PPR friend of the week.
Absolutely.
Gerald Everett, we've talked about it. Jason feels like there's an opportunity here, but it's there's a lot of mouths to feed, right, in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's a lot of mouths to feed, and like I said, I love Mike Williams this week. Keenan Allen is locked and loaded. Eckler is obviously going to get his reception. So it's really one of those things where I don't think Everett is someone you can rely on. If I'm playing in my fantasy playoffs, there are probably – we've talked on this show already of players that I'd prefer to have, the Taysom Hills. I could see a path for him getting one of the touchdowns and just really upsetting other players who are starting Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. So I guess we're hoping Everett doesn't have a good game.
Chargers 94% chance of making the playoffs right now. Nick Foles will start for the Colts. He will have the luxury of Zach Moss and Deion Jackson in the backfield. He will have Michael Pittman, who is now tied for 6th in the lowest yards per reception of a wide receiver with 120 targets over the last 23 years. So, if you know, he's almost just a check down Charlie at this point.
Yeah, which is very frustrating.
But if you get enough of them, and the incompetence of Ellinger,
yes, yeah, there we go.
And Matt Ryan, like, it can't be worse. That's what we'll say. Well, that's what we'll hope. You've got a game where they are projected to score 20 points still in this one at home. I think Pittman's okay. I think Pittman's okay.
Yeah,
which is a high praise. He can go as high as
pump
okay.
The brakes over there.
He can go as high as okay, and he can go as low as okay.
Yeah, he's somewhere between okay and maybe all right.
Yes, that's true.
So, he does have that range. That's why I saw, when comparing him to Christian Watson, I think he's got a higher floor, but he does not have the ceiling.
Deion Jackson, Zach Moss decision. On one hand, if you go with Zach Moss, you will be the guy that went with Zach Moss, which will be potentially embarrassing. On the other hand, Deion Jackson, we just don't know how indicative of a normal game plan last week was. They were up 33-0. They were trying to burn clock. That just seems like Zach Moss's wheelhouse. If you want 3-and-out, Zach Moss can give you 3-and-out. And so Deion Jackson's more talented, better PPR player, got the earlier snaps, had the fumble. I still lean that direction. I know you lean the Deion Jackson direction.
I definitely lean Deion Jackson over Zach Moss. I can see it going the other way because we don't know what Jeff Saturday might do. But if the Chargers
get
up,
the truth.
If the Chargers get up in this game and you're needing to pass the ball and you're needing explosive plays, you're needing to come back and score, you're not going to play the tuba and roll out Zach Moss if you want to try to get down the field in a hurry. Yeah, there's Zach Moss going.
To be fair, or to put some criticism to that argument, that's rational. What you just said is like what most people in the NFL would go with. But there are some guys out that we got Arthur Smith who's like, what? Why would I do that when I can continue to establish it? The Chicago Bears, like the run heaviest team of all time, keep trailing in matchups. So there is a world where, like, I'm with you guys that I think the play is Deion Jackson, but my confidence level in either of these players is very low.
Yeah, I would feel the only way I'd feel okay with the Deion Jackson situation is if I'm in a two-flex league and I've got a second flex available.
Sure.
I'm willing to take that chance. Another reminder for you, no live stream this weekend with the holiday, and so we won't be having Sunday live. We will be back the following week.
Correct.
On New Year's Day with a Sunday Live. The rankings, the start sit tool on the website, thefantasyfootballers.com. Oh, boy. Let's do it.
Fantasy Face Off, presented by DraftKings.
I'm gonna be honest with you, gentlemen. When I woke up this morning, I had the little adrenaline drop of, oh crap, I have to get shamed again today.
That's how what Fridays mean to you.
That's how used to Friday I am of late. So it didn't go that way last week. I handled my business, actually won it.
And I super handled my business. I dominated Mike by less than a point. Sorry, Mike.
I think that's now twice where
you've had where
Andy was the winner. And then it was me and you separated by a fraction of a point.
Yeah, do better, man.
You still remember how to do this? You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Wheel of Shame.
Give me that wheel. Spin it.
All right.
Where do we got? We got Surf's Up, Oompa Loompa.
Duck face?
Oh, Grinch. Perfection.
Oh, the Grinch.
The fix is in.
The Grinch. The fix is in. Now, what
Grinch.
How much Grinch? Oh, it's actually the Grinch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very nice.
Very
it's already
Christmas.
Shedding all over the place. You're just yeah, we've got. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Oh, the air. I don't think you can really see it.
We're breathing in some Grinch hair.
It's kind of like when you watch a rainy game, you can't see the rain on the broadcast, and then you go to a different angle, and you're like, whoa, it is pouring, but you just can't see it.
But
right,
like,
now, we are breathing in.
Good luck, Mike.
The asbestos is there.
We are breathing in tiny green hairs that are floating everywhere. That is actually a really nice Grinch mask.
Woo! Right on. Put on those, you know, put on them gloves.
I'm trying to get my lineup up here. Is that all right?
Yeah, you can pull that up first. But well done. I am really impressed by it. This is like the Jim Carrey Grinch mask. And I understand he went through like 8 hours of makeup. You just did this in seconds.
He could have saved a lot of time.
And let the record show, Al Borland was so benevolent that he cut you a mouth hole today. There wasn't one.
There was no. How would you make a mask without a mouth hole?
There was no mouth hole.
There's a. Having done this segment for 2 years, there's a shocking amount of masks without mouth holes that really get in our way of being able to have great costumes here.
He looks great, and you wore the red.
I was gonna say,
I mean,
this,
you look outstanding.
We keep.
How do you feel?
I feel like I look on the outside how I feel on the inside.
Da Grinch.
All right, well, let's dig in. I'll kick it off. Quarterback.
Also, visibility is limited.
Yes, because of the fake eyes covering your real ones.
I can't see.
He's grabbing his face.
I love this. And I'm telling you, the red hoodie brings it all together.
This is great. I'm going Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, baby!
I'm taking Patrick Mahomes, 8,400, at home at Kansas City. Him and Josh Allen were neck and neck in DraftKings cost. It's the most expensive quarterback on the week. I'm taking the one without the wind.
I absolutely love that pick. I think he is worth every single cent. There are only two quarterbacks that I considered going with this week. One was Patrick Mahomes. The other was the exact opposite. Gardner Minshew at 4,800.
That's what you did?
That is the quarterback that I have gone with to build up elsewhere.
Gardner Minshew, baby.
All right.
Let's take those discounts and see what we can do.
I was
going
to say, now we've got, as we set up the rest of these lineups, I'm staring at the Grinch over here. You can't see. You can't do anything.
Well,
it's
like,
great.
The part of the eye is just, I can't get it to pop out. It's just going directly into my eyeball.
That sounds awful. They really want to get you in character.
Okay, so I think we're good.
The problem now is I spent $8,400 and you spent $4,800. Mm-hmm. So there's a big gap there. My running backs, I didn't want to go with this player, but I had to because you both had to have.
Of course.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry is in all three of our lineups.
$8,600. I can't not do it. It's too risky in cash.
And now?
You're out of money.
Yeah, like you had to go to Ross.
So I'm actually going with Jerick McKinnon. Jerick McKinnon is $5,900 at home with my quarterback. That is the stack that I built out. He's a wide receiver in a running back slot.
I absolutely love that pick. I had him in a couple lineups. I didn't end up with him. I have Derrick Henry as well because, of course, against the Houston Texans.
I'm very afraid of this next name.
And the next name is Dalvin Cook.
Okay.
I went with Dalvin Cook at $7,200 at home against the Giants. I think he is a smash play.
All right, Mike, who do you have?
Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook.
Oh, okay. Very nice. I like your roster so far, Mike.
So all three of you are the same. My wide receivers, DK Metcalf.
Oh, man.
For Seattle, $7,100. Darius Slayton in Minnesota, $5,200. And then this is where I saved some money, $3,900.
Ooh.
Jahan Dotson for Washington against the 49ers.
Had him in a couple lineups as well.
Dotson. We've got Dotson here.
I have DK Metcalf as well.
This is a bummer.
This is a player that this morning I decided I just had to smash in my lineup. In order to smash him in, I had to save a bunch of money all the way down to this. This is my see if you can find out where I... where I save some cash. Khalif Raymond at $3,100 because I also have Jamar Chase. I know it's in New England, but Jamar Chase is just too good.
I get it.
So I paid up. So I've got Jamar Chase, DK Metcalf, and Khalif Raymond.
Mike?
It's really humid in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my face is covered in...
Why do you think the Grinch is so grouchy?
I understand now. DK Metcalf is in my lineup.
No!
At $7,100.
No!
The Sun God, Amon Ross St. Brown, yeah. At $7,800 against the Carolina Panthers. And then to get some correlation on the other side and save some money, baby, Lockjaw, Marshall at $3,600.
Yeah, he was in my lineup earlier in the week. Terrace Marshall at $3,600 is one of the best values of the week.
We ride.
Wow, that's fun.
All right. My tight end, you mentioned that it was probably going to be my tight end. I went with the $2,600 Isaiah Likely. Baltimore, two tight end sets, no Devin Duvernay anymore. So I saved a lot of money on Isaiah. My flex is DeAndre Swift at $5,500.
Oh, you sucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Detroit against Carolina, DeAndre Swift, 9 targets last week. And then my defense, no money left, right on the money, the Saints, $2,800 against Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice and safe.
Oh, that's really nice. I have Jordan Akins at $2,900 at tight end. Saved money there. For flex, I went with J.K. Dobbins at 50.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Jordan Akins and J.K. Dobbins are in my lineup.
All right, so we have a lot of similarities. How about the Eagles'
the
defense?
The Philadelphia Eagles are my defense.
So you're telling me the only difference in our lineup is basically Jamar Chase and Khalif Raymond against...
Amon-Ra and Lockjaw.
Oh, how interesting. Okay.
This does not bode well for me.
Well, I love your lineup, Mike.
Your lineup is fantastic.
Thank you.
That's wild. So, all right, that'll do it. Mike is enjoying himself inside of his mask. That was the Fantasy Faceoff presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code BALLERS to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That is the code BALLERS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy the holiday. the holiday season. Enjoy your families and all of the fun and the festivities and the food and the football and
the good winning.
Luck.
The
and
winning.
The good luck. Yeah. Fantasy football title time. Let's do it.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.